Welshman Matt Edwards with Cork co-driver David Moynihan are the leaders as we go into the third and final day of this year's Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Today we have six stages, starting in Garton, then it's on to the Atlantic Drive, and after that it's the Fanad Head stage. The crews will then come back into service, and then the same three stages are repeated again. In total, 91.44 kilometres on the stages, and the total kilometres being clocked up, some 285 kilometres by the drivers today. The leaders have a 16-second advantage in their Ford Fiesta, ahead of last year's champions Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in a new Skoda Rally 2. So a titanic battle is in store. Indeed, 2 years ago, both of them crashed out on the Sunday. Devine went out first on a chicane, and then Edwards was involved in a crash. And it was Josh Moffat who went on to win. 20 stages over 3 days. It's certainly demanding, to say the least. Nobody can take anything for granted over today's final six stages. Well, another Welshman, Marion Evans, whose co-driver is Ger Conway, they are in third in the new Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2 car, which is making its debut in Ireland. They had a very good day yesterday. They are 53.9 seconds behind the leaders. Cathal McCourt and Brian Hoy in another Fiesta were in third place for most of Saturday, but they start in fourth, 6 seconds adrift of Evans. The leading Donegal crew of David Kelly and Dina Sullivan in a Volkswagen Polo will be hoping to build on a great day yesterday when they had two fastest times. They are fifth overall, a further 9.5 seconds behind fourth. Well, former winner, the aforementioned Josh Moffat with Andy Hayes, are sixth, less than a second behind Kelly. And the 2014 winner, Declan Boyle, with Patrick Walsh as co-driver, are sitting seventh. Behind them, another Donegal winner, Gary Jennings, with Rory Kennedy alongside him, are eighth. And then in ninth, we have the Ardraman, Declan Gallagher, with John McCarthy. They are now the leaders of the modified section. Well, they had been sitting second in Class 14 after yesterday's final stage, but were given time back by the officials as they had stopped on Friday following an accident involving Mark Alcorn. So it's now Declan Gallagher who leads the two-wheel drive crews, just 1 second ahead of last year's modified winners in Donegal, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90. So they are 10th overall. Now that's going to be a fascinating contest between these two. Well, let's hear now from some of the crews as they set out for today's action. Oisin Kelly has been down in Park Fermi early this morning, and before they headed off to go to Garton, he spoke with Matt Edwards, Marion Evans, Kevin Gallagher, Callum Devine and David Kelly. And first of all, he spoke with the leader, Welshman Matt Edwards.
So, rally leader is Matt Edwards in the Ford Fiesta, advantage of 16.2 seconds going in to day three. Is there any pressure this morning on you, Matt?
Oh, of course there is, but you know, at the end of the day, it's any pressure I'm putting on myself, really. There's no doubt we'd love to win it, but you know, we've just got to focus on the process of doing that rather than, you know, the pressure surrounding it.
But it's a nice position to be in, a leader in day three, going into six final stages.
Yeah, it's obviously better than being 16 behind. We've been behind before, so it's a nice place to be. It's by no means a comfortable cushion, so you know, with the amount of mileage on offer, we've still got to go as hard as we can.
Yep. Do you make a statement first time out this morning in Garton?
I think we just go as hard as we can safely as hard as we can and see where it puts us.
Okay. What sort of conditions are you expecting there? Because I know it's mixed at the minute, chat. A few of the drivers have come up that direction of Garton, but it seems to be damp in places and dry.
It's a bit mixed, yeah. So it's been a bit that sort of bit that way all rally, really. So I don't think today would be any different.
Okay. Best luck with it.
Thank you. Cheers.
Marion Evans sitting third overall going into day three of the Donegal International Rally. Listen, that car was rightly on it yesterday, so it was. It was very impressive.
Yeah, something seemed to click yesterday morning, and we could just put the times in, to be honest. It felt quite easy, and there was no major stress in getting there, which is, I suppose, a very good thing. So it's a different day today. It's given sun all day, but we've already seen some rain, so we'll see. It's a big day, some big stages, and a bit different to yesterday as well.
Yeah, and can you continue that form into today?
Well, that's the plan anyway, or even better it if we can. So Yeah, like I said, just keep going as we are, and hopefully that just keeps building with our confidence and everything, and we can stay on the pace.
Kevin Gallagher, now second in the two-wheel drive category, just a second behind Declan. We know that Declan got a scratch time from a stage on Friday, which was put onto the sheets last night. With that in mind, what's the plan now for Gert in a second behind Gallagher, chasing him down?
Look, I suppose it's just like starting a new rally again. We're going to go on a push and see what we can do. Yeah. I think if we get away clean, I think we can do it all right. I've done all them stages before, so we have a bit of knowledge of them as well, so yeah. I'll be happy enough.
Six big stages to come. You are the defending modified champion, going for three in a row. Do you put any pressure on yourself in that scenario, Kevin?
Not really. You kind of take it day by day, so we're just going to take it stage by stage now and see how it goes.
Calum Devine currently sitting second in the standings, 16.2 adrift of Matt Edwards. We're going to Garton, we're going to Atlantic Drive, we're going to Fannett today, Calum. What's the plan?
We're just going to have to keep the boot down anyway. That's all we can do. It's plain simple. It's not going to be easy all the same.
No, it's not. You're chasing the man beside us here, Matt Edwards, down today. But you've got a lot of experience. Yes, you're only a young man, but you've a lot of experience with Donegal. That can be telling over the next couple of hours, so it could.
There's a bit of pressure, obviously, leading the rally to Donegal after 3 days, you know. So, look, we'll see. But it's going to be dry. Look, we've seen yesterday and the day before when it's dry, everybody's times are so close together, you know. So, to gain such big gaps of 16 seconds is going to be quite tough. So, look, all we could do is just get in and drive it and try and make no more mistakes.
Putting any pressure on yourself?
No. Pressure's all in front now. All I can do is keep the tone.
Good man. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Just finally with David Kelly here, the leading Donegal crew, himself and Dino Sullivan. Yesterday was a stunning day for you. Two fastest times. It couldn't have gone any better.
We had a good day yesterday, we had a really strong afternoon. So we're going to hopefully pick up where we left off this morning here now and go as hard as we can this morning. And there's a big race on. Josh Moffat's he's only 0.9 of a second behind us, and it's only a couple of seconds up to the next place there. Look, so it'll be, everyone will have the hammer down this morning, so it'll be no time for breathing.
Yeah. At the start round earlier in the week, I asked you, would a podium be a dream? You said yes. It's within touching distance, so it is, David. It's not too far away if things can go your way today.
That's what we're looking at now. So hopefully, as I said, look, we're just going to keep the hammer down today.
The thoughts there of David Kelly before going out for today's final six stages, speaking with Oisin Kelly at Parc Fermé this morning. Well, Oisin is heading off to the first stage, Garton, where the first car is due at 9 minutes past 11. Well, let's continue our look at the rest of the top 20. Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty are 11th. Stuart Darcy and JJ Crimmin are 12th, while Inish Owens, Joseph McGonigal, with Kieran Geaney alongside him, are 13th. Monaghan's Gary Phillips, a winner of the National in Donegal back in 2013. Well, he's third in the modifieds and 14th overall. However, he is 2 minutes 26 seconds behind Declan Gallagher. So big gap there in the modifieds between the top two and third. Paul Barrett and Paddy Robinson are 15th overall. The Scott, David Bogie and John Rowan are 16th, with Aaron McLaughlin and Darren Curran in 17th. And they're followed by Conor Harvey and Eamon Dardy, the Class 13 leaders, who are 18th overall. David Moffat and Martin Connolly are 19th, with Desi Keenan and Jason McKenna making up the top 20. In the battle for the RC4 honours among some of the rising stars on the rallying front, well, Frost's Ryan McHugh in a Ford Fiesta Rally 4 is almost a minute ahead of Keelan Grogan, with Carndonagh's Kyle McBride in third. Tyrone's Frank Ray leads the RC2 class in a Ford Fiesta. Monaghan's Brendan Comiskey leads the RC3 category. And among the class leaders from Donegal are Kevin McLaughlin in Class 11F in a Honda Civic, and Adrian Cannon in a Ford Escort in Class 12, while Peter McLaughlin leads the way in Class 15 in a Mitsubishi Evo 9. Now, Michael McDade and Declan Casey are the leaders in the historic category in a Ford Escort RS 1800. Well, as I said, they're heading towards Garton for the first stage. Do stay tuned to Highland Radio. Extensive coverage throughout the afternoon. And also on the Highland Radio website, we'll be posting up a lot of audio, getting a reaction from crews throughout the day. And keep an eye on the Facebook and Instagram accounts as well. So just to recap, it's Garton, Atlantic Drive and Fannet Head. Three stages, done twice. They will be back in service in Letterkenny at about 2 o'clock before they head out on the final three stages. And they are due to finish, first car due, coming off Fannet Head at around 20 to 5. We will know the winner then. And then they'll be heading back to the finish ramp outside the Mount Errigal Hotel and are due there at 6:03. Oisin Kelly will be at the stage end in Garton, so that'll be our next date. And do stay tuned throughout the day. And just to recap, that at the top of the leaderboard, it's Welshman Matt Edwards, who is the leader ahead of Callum Devine. As we go into the final day, 16.2 seconds the difference. And in the modifieds, it's now Declan Gallagher, who has a 1 second lead going into the final six stages ahead of Kevin Gallagher. That's going to be a great battle.